We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You are listening to KNX In Depth. Along with Mike Simpson, I'm Charles Feldman.
Danny Trejo has played roles in 250 movies and TV shows, runs a chain of taco and donut restaurants, Trejo's Tacos, anybody. Wasn't always this way, though. In his younger days, he had a lot of trouble with the law and was in and out of California prisons, including a stint in San Quentin, and he was a drug addict.
Today, Danny Trejo is celebrating 51 years of sobriety. He is speaking tomorrow at California Community Opioid Conference that's in Anaheim. He's going to share his story, and he has been offering his guidance to addicts for years. Before he goes to the conference, we have a welcome to Danny Trejo right here in the studio on In Depth. Thank you, Danny, for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this conference tomorrow, tell us a little bit about the conference and what it is that you have to tell the people there.
Well, you know, it's an opioid conference, and really, it's like I just tell my story, you know, story of addiction, story of redemption, and how you stay clean. You know, the biggest thing I try to tell people is to get a support system, get some people around you that are clean and sober and want best for you. You got to remember that a drug addict wants what's best for him, whether it's stepping on you or not. Doesn't matter. It's what's so. A practicing addict, you know, and so the people around me, they want the best for me, you know, and I want the best for them. That's the way we live.
So 51 years, what is your story? When was the last time, and how'd you kick the habit?
I kicked the habit in the hole in Soledad State Prison, Cinco de Mayo. It started 1968, and because everybody thinks that Cinco de Mayo means May 5th, but if you're a real, like, down, hardcore Mexican, Cinco de Mayo means get bail money, you know, because you're going to jail, and that's exactly what happened. Cinco de Mayo, three of us were just loaded out of our minds. Me, Ray Pacheco, Henry Quijada, we're loaded on pills. And
you were how old at the time?
24.
24, okay, go ahead.
And a riot ensued, and the three of us ended up with gas chamber offenses, and we're sitting in a hole. And you got to remember, I've known about the programs of being clean and being sober, 12-step reprograms, since I was 15 years old. And there's no worse feeling in the world than a body full of drugs and alcohol and a mind full of a 12-step program. You know, it's like...
I was going to ask you, Danny, I mean, can you... 51 years later, mm-hmm. can you kind of still feel in your own head where you were at when you were 24, 25? Can you still feel it as if it were today?
Absolutely. I can still, when I start working with an addict that's using stuff, I know the feeling. I know that sometimes, even to this day, when somebody lights a match and you get a taste of that sulfur, you want to throw, it's like that's cooking up, and so it's like it doesn't leave you. You know, it's not like I'm an addict on the way to recovery. Now, addicts that recover have trouble, because if I'm recovered, then I no longer need my program. You know, and me, I need the medication for the rest of my life. My medication is my meetings, my steps, the people around me. That's my medication.
And you still go to meetings?
Absolutely.
Like to this day?
Meeting in the barrio tomorrow on, where is it? It's on McClay. No, where is it? Wow, I forgot.
But you'll be there.
McClay and Harding. Hubbard. Glen Oaks and Harding. I'll be there. It's a great meeting.
Danny, in the 51 years that have gone by, I have to imagine, and maybe I'm wrong, that it hasn't all been on an upswing. There must have been times when you may have come close to relapsing or no?
Well, you know what? Yeah, of course, you know, like you think about, wow, man, troubles or whatever, you know, and there's no reason to use. You got to find a good excuse. You know, there's no reason, but you got to find a good excuse. I mean, like, you know, there's somebody passes away. Oh my God, I want to use him. And it's bull. It's a excuse. I said bull doo doo. I didn't say okay. It's an excuse.
Yeah.
So real soon, when I got out this time, I realized that alcohol and drugs are no longer fun for me and are no longer an escape. You know, when I think about drugs, I don't think about, like, the feeling or whatever. I think about showering with 50 men again in a San Quentin. I think, yeah, and try not to look. I think about police officers, you know, screaming and yelling at them. I think about what really happens, you know, not just the instant relief.
What were you busted for?
Selling 4 ounces of pure sugar to a federal agent. They were mad.
Yeah. All right. We're with Danny Trejo here on In Depth. Rest of the hour. Back in just a few minutes. You're listening to KNX In Depth. I'm Mike Simpson, along with Charles Feldman.
You know, the CDC estimates that in 2018, there were over 2 million Americans addicted to prescription opioids. Now, it's called a crisis in this country, and it's called a crisis for a really good reason. If you combine that with overall drug addiction figures, you get a pretty good idea just how deep substance addiction goes.
Actor, businessman, restaurant owner Danny Trejo will be addressing all this, telling his own story of overcoming addiction at the California Community Opioid Conference. It's in Anaheim tomorrow, but before that, he sticks with us here on In Depth. So, when you go to talk to people, what happens? Because being Danny Trejo probably gets you in the door and gets the initial reaction, right? They're like, wow, this guy is right in front of me. But is it a pretty quick thing where they realize that, no, you know what you're talking about and this is on a different level?
Well, the good thing about this celebrity bit is that, you know, I got their attention right away. And then, well, the minute they start hearing my story, I think they know, they realize that, yeah, he knows what he's talking about. You know, and I've been there. I rode that train all the way up to San Quentin State Prison. And so it's like, this is what happened. You know, it's like, what happened? What used to be, what happened, and what it's like now, you know, and when people hear that, they go, wow, wait a minute, I have a chance. I think the only thing that anybody that's clean and sober has to offer is hope to somebody that can't seem to get a grasp on it.
And this, Danny, is, I think, where you do provide people with a lot of inspiration, because you go from the, what, 24, 25-year-old Danny, who was an addict and who was in prison. You end up in a very successful career in show business. And then you did something more amazing than being able to get into show business. You got into donuts. How did you do that one?
I got it. You know what? Actually, everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. My agent, Gloria, had a low budget movie that she said, you know, this is kind of a good thing. Let's, you know, do them a favor. Really, it's a low budget. They're not going to make your rate. And I says, well, what are they going to do? Well, they're going to give you a sandwich. And so, but, you know, so okay, let's do it. You know, and we did a movie called Badass, and it was. I love the director, Craig Moss. He's awesome. And then the producers, Ash Shaw, yeah, he was just great. And so he's noticed that I like good food. You know, I won't eat fast food. And he said, Danny, why don't you start a restaurant? Jokingly, like I thought he was joking. I said, Trejo's Tacos, because me and my mom always talked about starting a restaurant, right? And my dad, being the Archie Bunker of the 50s, you know, the minute we talked about my mom working, he would, hey, I got a kitchen right there. You go cook whatever you want. Because, you know, in the 50s, you know, like men, women didn't
That's
work.
Right.
You know, they weren't. Yeah. And in fact, my dad came with 5 brothers. And if your wife worked, then when all the brothers would get together they would say, you'd catch it. Yeah, well, you want a beer? Oh, hold on. Hey, can he have a beer? Yeah, they they caught hell. So
from tacos to donuts.
So we started this restaurant, and then when the building that they did a movie called Tangerine, right on that building. When that came available, again, Ash, was brilliant. He said, "You know what, Danny, you want to go in the donut business?" And I said, "I like donuts."
Might as well.
So we started cooking donuts and it's doing really well. Anybody that goes there, the pineapple fritter, I'm telling you, if you eat more than two, you will need rehab.
There are people who are very happy that you have the restaurants. So thanks for starting them. Show business and how you got started in that. But you still remain, you don't act like a movie star. And that's when people meet you, that's one of the first things they say. How has it not gone to your head? Because we can both, think of plenty of people where it has.
I gotta say that my friend, when I first got into this, Eddie Bunker was passed away, great writer, unbelievable writer. And he said, "Danny, the whole world can think you're a movie star, but you can't." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And then he took me, we were with a movie star, right? And he said, "Now watch." And the movie star was there, blah, 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 blah. And then he walked away. And when he walked away, everybody started, this guy's, a couple of them wanted to kill him. Yeah? And so I get it. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, this thing is my job. It's the exact same as a disc jockey, a house painter, a car driver, a Uber driver. It doesn't matter. It is my job. This is what I do.
But was the attraction of show business for you acting because it allowed you to get out of yourself to assume another identity?
Well, really, is the money.
The money, okay. That's honest.
I tell you, it's a good honest answer. I did Runaway Train, right? I did a movie, Runaway Train, that Eddie got me into, and it was when I got a SAG card and everything, and they were going to pay me $320 a day. So I, and I started every day. I worked for about a week and a half, $320. When I got my check, their numbers were way different than mine. And so I split and I'm running to my car and Eddie's just, "Where are you going?" I said, "Hey, I'm going to cash this check, man. They screwed up." And he, "What?" And we said, no, they got a meal penalty, OT, and then golden time. I want to be an actor.
It was over from there. This is it.
But it's fun, and you can. You get to play these different characters. And it's so funny when a director will say, can you act like a convict? I'll give it a shot. Okay? Been in every penitentiary in the state of California.
Does that though sometimes worry you if a character you're playing maybe is a little too close to how at least you used to be?
Well, a lot of them are, but you got to remember, it's like there's two kinds of people in the world. Okay, there's the people that want to make a difference and the ones that are taking up space. So when I get into that character, it's like I'm the guy that's taking up space, and I want to get out of that as soon as I can, because I want to be the kind of person that makes a difference all the time. So the director can't even mention it, because we got into this big, I was doing a movie with Mickey Rourke, and was stabbing people and killing people. And then immediately after, I started playing with my kids, and so I jump out of that immediately. I can't stand people that, "I'm in character." Yeah, well, your character's about to get you.
Yes.
We'll fill in the blank.
Yeah.
All right.
No, because it's like, what do you mean? It's we're acting, we're pretending. And it's funny because I was doing a film with Adam Sandler called The Ridiculous Six. It was a cowboy movie. And me and Nick Nolte are sitting in a trailer, in a tent. There's this big tent they had for us. I was sitting there. And somebody comes in and says, "Hey, when you old guys gonna retire?" And Nick goes, From what? We're playing Cowboys with Adam Sandler. Bang, bang, you're dead.
You're right. Retire from what?
Not a bad gig. All right, so Anaheim tomorrow is right the on. Conference, right?
It's going to be great, man. It is going to be great. I want to invite anybody, everybody. It's like it's going to be a great conference, and it always is, man. And congratulations to my fighter. She just won the WBA flyweight champion. Senise Estrada, way to go, girl.
All right.
108 pounds. Wow. She doesn't weigh as much as a boxing glove.
Danny Trejo, thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
Thank
Danny.
You, man. God bless.